And this is apparently a workable technology that has been used ever since at least the 1950s by our government. They've used it for a variety of things to try to see things that were coming in the future. Not from Bush, but from other people. I have heard that they saw 9/11 coming in advance with the looking glass, as it's called. This is the name of the technology. And that it wasn't necessarily that they created it themselves, but that they saw that it was going to happen and that they might have helped it along because they saw that it was coming. And then we do hear from Burrish, actually, I think it was from Burrish, but I don't want to pin this on him. It could have been somebody else because I've had seven different witnesses talk about Looking Glass. We have heard some of them say that 9/11, that there were timelines in which 9/11 did not happen and that mm-hmm. something far worse happened instead. So they basically saw that, from their limited viewpoint, allowing 9/11 to happen was better than what would happen afterwards, which appeared to be more like a nuclear attack.
Yeah, the end of New York.
Yeah. And I actually did get a psychic vision of a potential nuclear strike on New York in 1998, and I called the FBI, and then they started to tap my phone. And, because back then I didn't have any internet presence, and I'd had 2.5 years of experience doing psychic readings very accurately. And I thought I would be given a warm reception, and they would invite me into their offices and interview me as a psychic.
Yeah, well, they thought you were just going to do it.
They took all my testimony down over the phone, and then they never contacted me again, except to tap my phone and listen in on all these other phone calls I was having.
Mm-hmm.
And I got really angry, especially when they were listening in on calls with my mother. You'd hear these audible clicks on the phone when I'd say certain keywords like extraterrestrial or alien.
Yeah.
And it was horrible. And they finally left me alone because they realized that I was not a terrorist and that I actually was psychic. The date that I was given for when they were going to blow up the nuke, I actually was given an exact day, turned out to be the exact day, and this was on July 1st that I got this, the exact day that Clinton came forward and testified that he had, in fact, had sex with that woman. Now,
man,
you can imagine. It shocked the heck out of me. You can imagine. I mean, I don't want to doom prognosticate here, but imagine the success of somebody like bin Laden if on the very day that our president says that he lied and had sex with that woman, that all of a sudden the whole city goes up in a nuke. That would have been a spectacular terrorist attack unlike anything imaginable. And then you notice what happens right after Clinton gives that testimony on August 17th. He bombs two different countries, Sudan and Afghanistan, for an imminent, massive, undisclosed terrorist threat that was averted. Right? And that's, so he was punishing them, and everybody's kind of like, what the hell is he doing, and why did he do that? And, you know, New York, the Grand Central was shut down. So I've heard from other intel sources that I actually did psychically pinpoint something that many people were getting, both from psychic knowledge as well as from actual intel, that there was this thing planned, that it did get really close to happening, and that it was averted. So in that sense, I'm glad that I took the risk. I mean, I knew that calling the FBI was insane, but I couldn't have it on my conscience of having millions of people die.